Well, you would think that one look at the UK government's current predicament would be enough to put anyone off the idea of trying to exit the European Union. But a German political party is considering just that. The AfD, now it's the third strongest party nationally in Germany, has agreed that it'll push to leave the EU if it's not radically reformed. The AfD's demands include abolishing the European Parliament and reintroducing the German mark in place of the euro. Barbara Miller compiled this report.
The AfD is now the strongest opposition party in Germany, but wherever it goes, so too do protesters, as was the case this weekend outside a party congress in the former East German state of Saxony. Many Germans find the party's anti-European, anti-immigration policies offensive, but it enjoys strong support, particularly in the former East, and nationally it gained 12.6% of the vote in the 2017 general election. The AfD is now looking towards the European parliamentary elections in May this year. It wants its members elected to the parliament, but it also wants to abolish the parliament as part of its plans to reform the EU or get out, in what's being referred to as a Dexit, an exit by Deutschland. Jörg Meuthen, the party's national spokesman, insists Dexit is a last option.
We have not in mind to leave the EU. We want to change it.
But at the weekend meeting, party members agreed to a manifesto calling for Dexit if their demands for reform are not met. An initial proposal to put a deadline of 2024 on the demands was left out of the final document.
Frankly, I think it's dangerous nonsense.
Anne McNaughton is an EU expert from the College of Law and Centre for European Studies at the Australian National University.
Everyone needs to stop thinking about the EU as some kind of external entity separate and divorced from the member states. The EU is its member states. I think those who do not support the position of the AfD and the calls that the AfD are making need to get out and have a very clear message and prosecute their message as to why it is important to support and reform and strengthen the EU.
The AfD also wants to bring back Germany's former currency, the D-Mark. The euro isn't just destroying Germany, but the whole of Europe, this delegate says.
Zurück zur D-Mark ist eine Option.
Bringing back the D-Mark, that's a possibility, another man says. Dietmar Bartsch, parliamentary head of the left-wing party Die Linke, has slammed the policies.
To be honest, I find it somewhat crazy. It's pure populism. It's a journey into the past.
But the idea of attacking the EU from within its institutions might not be as crazy as it seems. Think back to Nigel Farage, former head of the UK Independence Party, who still sits in the European Parliament as his country grapples with a mess in part of his party's making. And in France, far-right figure Marine Le Pen has also been launching her National Rallies campaign for the European Parliament elections, with a message not dissimilar to the AfD's.
What we propose is a quiet transition from the European Union to the European Alliance of Nations, according to an agreed timetable, which will see us take back control of our borders and reclaim our legislative, budgetary and monetary sovereignty.
The French party's campaign message was unveiled in joint letters at the rally. "We're coming," it read. A slogan also meant to serve as a warning.
Barbara Miller.